Ah, a red circle. Does that mean anything?
Yes, it might.
What else do you have in that envelope, Mrs. Warren?
Oh, I hope you don't mind. It's only two burnt matches and a cigarette end. I brought them with me because Mr. Hobbs said as you could read a lot out of little things.
Yes, thank you. But not in this instance, I fear. The matches have been used to light cigarettes. That's clear from the shortness of the burnt ends. It takes half a match, at least, to light a pipe or a cigar. But there's something rather remarkable about this cigarette. You did say the gentleman had a beard and a moustache.
Yes, sir.
Ah, very odd. I should say this cigarette could only have been smoked by a clean-shaven man. The stub is very short. Now, look here, Watson. Mm-hmm. Even your modest moustache would have been singed by it.
He might smoke through a cigarette holder.
No, I think not. The end has been matted by the lips. I suppose there couldn't be two people in your first-floor rooms.
Oh, no, sir. As it is, he eats so little, I wonder at it. Just pecks at his food, he does.
Well, it is an interesting puzzle. Well, I fear we must wait until you can give us a little more information. In the meantime, I don't think you've much to worry about. You've been well paid, and though your lodger is certainly eccentric, he's not giving you any trouble. If he chooses to lie low, well, it's nobody's business but his own.
Oh, sir, you mean to say you won't do nothing?
I have no fear. I have taken up this matter, and I won't lose sight of it. Return immediately if anything fresh occurs. If you need me, I shall be at your service.
Oh, thank you, sir. And you too, sir.
Oh, don't mention it. Allow me to see you out.
Well, Watson?
I took her to the corner and she caught a bus to Bloomsbury. We talked a little more, but nothing new emerged.
So, have you reached any conclusions about this intriguing riddle? Any theories?
Well, there's certainly some points of interest. I must say it all strikes me as pretty trivial.
Yes, possibly. We may be dealing with an individual who has a reclusive personality and an obsessive character. On the other hand, the truth may lie deeper.
I say, Holmes, had it occurred to you that the lodger at Great Ormond Street may not be the same man Mrs. Warren met originally?
My dear chap, you take the words out of my mouth. How did you reach that conclusion?
I suppose it was a cigarette end, really. Chap with a beard couldn't have smoked it.
Quite so. And any other reason, apart from that?
Well, he went out immediately after he'd taken the room and came back very late that night when nobody was about. Someone else could have taken his place.
Yes. And don't overlook the fact that the man who paid the rent in advance spoke English well, whereas the one who printed those little notes used the words match when it should have been matches.
Oh, yes. There is that, of course.
Yes, I imagine the word was taken from a dictionary, which would give the noun in the singular, not the plural. The terseness of the notes might conceal the lack of fluency in English.
Yes, but having said all that, what's the point of it? Why should one man book the room and another one move in?
Yes, therein lies our problem. But we have one obvious line of investigation. While you were escorting Mrs. Warren, I was studying the personal column in today's Daily Gazette. Luckily, we need only concern ourselves with one particular newspaper.
Personal column?
It's an exhaustive catalogue of groans, cries and grievances, an invaluable hunting ground for students of human nature. Now, we know the gentleman in question is alone, without callers or correspondence. How else is he to receive messages from the outside world, Now, cast your eye over these cris de coeur, Watson, and tell me if anything strikes you.
A lady with a black feather boa at Prince's Skating Club.
I think we might pass over that one.
Surely Jimmy will not break his mother's heart.
Touching but irrelevant.
If the lady who fainted on the Brixton...
No. This one. Look here. High red house with white stone facing, third floor, second window left, tonight, G. Well, what's... What do you suppose that means?
To me, nothing whatever.
But it might mean a great deal to Mrs. Warren's lodger. She told us that the gentleman moved in 10 days ago. Now, be so good as to ask Mrs. Hudson where she keeps the newspaper she uses for lighting the fires, and try to retrieve as many gazettes as you can for the past fortnight.
Well, what do you expect to find?
We're on the trail of the elusive G, my dear fellow. The hunt is up.
Mabel? Is that you?
Percy? Where are you?
In here. In the kitchen.
Whatever are you doing over this time of day? They haven't gone and given you the push, have they?
Oh, Percy. Oh, my Lord, what's happened? Where did you get that bruise on your forehead? You're covered in...
Oh, I've been kidnapped, Mabel. That's what I've been.
Kidnapped? Whatever do you mean? When?
First thing after breakfast. soon as I left the house.